On the power situation, the president says power supply has become expensive because of the use of thermal plants. He admitted that efforts are in place to step up production to stabilize the situation, which is referred to as Dumso. Answering a question on whether he'll still have a minister of power before the year ends, President Mahama said the minister has put his own neck on the line after he told Ghanaians he'll resign if the power situation is not resolved.
I always remind him that his head is on the block, yeah, because he openly declared that if by end of December he hadn't resolved the Dumso, I should chop off his head. And so his head is on the block. But, of course, it's one of the ministries that I keep an eye on, and I get daily briefings on what happens. I know that they've taken the steps that would lead to the end of Dumso. What is happening is that the days of cheap hydropower are over. Akosombo has served us very well. 1,020 megawatts. When we started, the whole of Ghana was using less than 100 megawatts. And so we had to sell some to Togo, and then Balco took the rest. And we had a huge redundancy. We have since exceeded Akosombo. We have exceeded Bui. We have exceeded Pong. And we still need more power. The only additional power we can bring is thermal, using gas, coal, and maybe light crude oil. But that is more expensive. Thermal power is 500 times more expensive than hydropower. And so as we transition to thermal, then it means that our tariff structure cannot remain the same as it was with hydro. What we're having to do with hydro now is to use hydro as a backup. And so we have emergency power coming. We have the car power ship, which I'm told is getting ready to sail anytime soon. In September it will come, and then it has to be, you know, connected to our transmission grid. We have the Ameri project, the civil works is almost being completed. And when it comes, that will give us another 250 megawatts. The car power ship will give us 225 megawatts. And then we signed up with AXA, which was approved in Parliament. That will give us another 317 megawatts. And then we have another project coming, the TEI. All these are emergency power plants. If you calculate the amount of emergency power we're putting, it's more than 1,000 megawatts. Aside from that, we're finishing the Kron thermal plant, which will give us another 220 megawatts. And Asogli has started phase two. 180 megawatts of Asogli will be ready by end of December. So if you look totally, we're looking at about 1,500 megawatts of thermal power that is coming in. So it means that over the last year or so into next year, we're going to put in more than Akosombo. Akosombo is 1,020 megawatts. Between now and next year, we're going to put in 1,500 megawatts of thermal power. So our tariffs will be more thermal-based now than hydro-based. And so we would see some increase in tariffs. But aside from that,
we're not abandoning hydro completely.
No, we're not. Hydro will become more of a backup. So it won't be our main power source now. It will rather be the backup. But thermal will be our main source of power. So we need to introduce efficiency into our power sector. That means that we must pay our bills. We need to put in more prepaid meters. You know, we must collect the revenues and make it more efficient. People must stop stealing power, because when you steal power, you make it more expensive for all of us. People bypass meters and so on and so forth. If we all pay, the tariffs can come down. But if we don't pay and a few people are paying, then the tariffs go up and make it more expensive for all of us. So if you see somebody stealing power, stop him, because he is making your power more expensive, because he is stealing power.